And we are back, folks. Host John Martin's bringing you more spotlight in the Lowcountry.
Yeah, there were three McCoy boys that stabbed and shot Ellison Hatfield at a political rally. And they took him back home, and the sheriff actually arrested the three McCoy boys, and Valentine and Double Lance and a posse actually took them away from the sheriff and the deputies at gunpoint in Kentucky and took them back into West Virginia. And Double Lance said that if Ellison died, that those boys were going to die. And Ellison hung on for a while, but he eventually succumbed to his wounds. And they actually, Devil Ants and some other guys actually stood them boys up. And one of them was pretty young. And according to my granddaddy, he started crying. And according to my granddaddy, Devil Ants slapped him upside the head and said, "Son, you killed a man, die like a man." And then they executed him. So that added a little fuel to the fire of the feud. That's a cut off of my radio album. And, you know, like I said, I wrote that in honor of my great-grandfather and the tragic event that befell him.
That's an interesting song. And I'm glad you pointed out the devil is not Satan.
Yeah, really.
Most people hearing the song for the first time would not know that if you hadn't explained that, you know.
Yeah, to say the devil's my brother, the devil's my friend, that's just Devil Ants. So that's what I was trying to actually get across. How about if I tell you a little something about me?
Yeah.
I've got a song that is my autobiography. And I'm hoping it stays my autobiography for a while yet. It has to do with some of the things I've experienced and the bad decisions I've made. And this is on a couple of different albums, but here's a cutoff by my Unplugged album. This is called Cigarettes, Beer, and Bad Decisions.
Well, I've never been to heaven, and I never said that I would go. And I'm not much for forgiving. If I change my mind, I might let you know. If I change my mind, I just might let you know. There was a time I lost my senses, and for a time I went to hell. I had to climb a lot of fences. It was a long and lonely road to get well. Yes, a long and lonely road to get well. Cigarettes, beer, and bad decisions, just part of the price I've had to pay. Cigarettes, beer, and bad decisions helped to make me who I am today. It helped to make me who I am today. I've been loved and I've been hated, and I've been loved damn near to death. And I've been cursed and underrated, running when I need to get my rest. Yeah, running when I need to get my rest. I have always found employment woman's touch would be there for my enjoyment, as long as I don't need her love too much. As long as I don't need her love too much. Cigarettes, beer, and bad decisions, just part of the price I've had to pay. Cigarettes, beer, and bad decisions helped to make me who I am today. Yeah, it helped to make me who I am today. Prayed, Lord, nobody sees us. Her husband, he is such a jealous man. Yeah, her husband, he is such a jealous man. I can't drink myself sober, and I've tried, and I can't drink away my sin. I tried that too, but I can sure light up another. Pop a top again. Guess I'll just pop a top again. Cigarettes, beer, and bad decisions, just part of the price I've had to pay. Cigarettes, beer, and bad decisions helped to make me who I am today. Yeah, helped to make me who I am today. Yeah, it helped to make me who I am today.
True story, unfortunately.
So you write some interesting songs.
I write what I feel.
That covers a lot of rednecks.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I sure appreciate you doing this, John. This is pretty cool, and I think you're doing local area songwriters a big favor for this. I'm glad you're doing this.
Well, one of the ideas is that a lot of people listening to the radio may not know who the singer is, so this gives them an idea of who the writer is and some of the stories behind what they write. Do you have anything new in the works?
I'm working on some stuff. Unfortunately, I haven't finished anything. Moving to Walterboro, and prior to moving, it's been almost 2 years, and I still haven't quite recovered for it. I blew my knee out at a songwriter event in Somerville, the Southern Songwriter Festival that they had, and I was up next, basically, when the group that was up there was going to finish, and I walked across the front of the stage to see a friend of mine who was standing on the sidewalk on the other side of the street. The stage was set up at the end of the street. Nice crowd of people, big turnout. And as I stepped to go up the steps, somehow my foot just went out from under me, and according to the surgeon, I tore everything there was in my knee to tear.
My goodness.
And they called EMS, people are on, and the EMS guys came and they go, okay, now we're going to bring an ambulance over here and we're going to get you. And I said, no, I'm up next. And he said, well, we can't wait on you to play. I said, well, my girlfriend will drive me to the emergency room when this is over, so you can just leave me be. And two of my friends said, hey, if you want to play, we'll put you on the stage. Mm-hmm. So when the other group finished, they literally had to carry me and set me on a stool on the stage. And I was in what you would call a fair amount of pain, but I did the Zen thing. I tried to block out the pain by focusing on what I had to do. And I did my set, and they actually carried me, put me in the back seat of the car. My girlfriend drove me to the emergency room. But I had people come up afterwards go, "Man, that's the best I've ever heard you." I said, "Well, if you just knew how much energy I put into that and how much focus I put into that, you'd understand." But that kind of set me back. And then trying to sell my townhouse and get relocated in Walterboro, and I just had so much on my plate I hadn't been working on much. And then here recently I kicked out a few ideas, and I sat down the other morning, actually wrote a song. It's not complete, but I'm hoping to get back now. And at ARP Studios, I've actually got an entire album unfinished sitting there that I need to finish. So that's also on the horizon, is a whole nother record. That'll be 5.
My goodness.
So looking forward to finishing that, looking forward to writing some more, looking forward to my life stabilizing a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I think I met you many years ago, either at a singer-songwriter thing or a open mic somewhere.
Yeah, I think it was at an open mic somewhere. I don't remember specifically.
No, I know we used to do I'll come back in a second. Home Team Barbecue.
Home Team Barbecue, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Had some great times. Met a lot of musicians.
Yep.
Yeah.
Used to do an open mic there, and then used to do I was heavily involved in the blues club for a while, and they used to have a monthly show there. And,
yeah, no, I didn't play with that crowd, but I go down and listen, and there's some really good shows.
Oh yeah, man, there's some. Yeah. You know, I have met some hugely talented people, and that's one thing about playing music and songwriting that I'm so thankful that I have gotten to meet so many people. And I love hearing other people's songs, other people's original music, because I really like to hear what people have in their heart and what their perspective is. You know, because you expose yourself a certain amount when you're doing your original music. You know, it's almost like standing on stage naked, because you're exposing yourself and making yourself a little bit vulnerable by letting people know what you're about.
If you remember Home Team Barbecue, a lot of times when the group would play down there, you included, some of those college kids would come from the College of Charleston. They moved the tables out the way and danced that swing dance. If I had that kind of energy, I could get something done. But those kids could dance, Nelly.
Oh yeah, I mean there were some good times had there. You know, I've really enjoyed playing music, and, you know, around Charleston, and I took a couple of friends of mine, David Owens and Bob Tobin. We loaded up and went back to West Virginia for a Hatfield family reunion. Mm-hmm. Sampy Hatfield family reunion, and Sampy was my grandfather's brother, and his family was a big family, and every year they had a family reunion, and they invited me to come back and play. So I took Bob and David Owens with me, and I told him, I said, "Now y'all need to understand, we're going to a foreign country." This is going to be unlike anything you've ever seen in your life. And when we got back to Charleston, they said, "Boy, you talk about an experience." That was an experience. But we had a really good time, had a lot of fun. Everybody treated us good. And me being a hometown boy, you know, made it extra special. So that was pretty good. I've had some really good gigs, and I haven't made a lot of money at it, but I love playing for people that want to listen.
That's right.
You know, I could have played a lot more solo stuff, but I'm just not going to compete with sports or a TV or all that. You know, and not because I'm so great or anything, but just I want to play for people that want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
That just thrills me. And the best gig I ever had was at a coffee shop in Somerville, Coastal Coffee Roasters. Mm-hmm. I did a gig there one night, and they opened up the garage doors there. Mm-hmm. The place was packed. It was standing room only. And everybody was there to hear the music, to hear what I had to say. And it was quiet. And I got to tell stories between songs and all, and just got to really engage with the audience. And that was, I don't know, that just made me feel so good, you know, being able to play for people, not in a bar, you know, but
yeah.
People came especially just to hear your music. And that was, you know, my favorite gig.
I don't think they play there anymore now. I think that's all gone.
Yeah, I think it is too.
But we had a lot of good times there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pete Ledbetter. Pete, rest his soul. Hope you're doing fine up there, Pete. Hope you're doing fine. Well, what else can I tell you, John?
Well, when you see Dave and Bob, tell them I said hello. It's been a long, long time since I've seen
them. Dave's moved out to Washington State and disappeared. That's where he had family. We never hear from him. I talk to Bob Tobin all the time. Bob Tobin is in his 80s,
mm-hmm.
and he is still playing mm-hmm. music. And he goes out west and hooks up with Tim Styles, who is one of the most talented songwriters that I know. And they get out there and they tour. They'll do it like a week or 2 weeks, and they'll bounce around New Mexico and out in that part of the world. I think they even go into California and Nevada and do some shows. And I admire Bob for doing that. I used to tell him all the time, I want to be just like you when I grow up. And he goes, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Well, you know, I miss the frog stop days.
Oh.
Man, we had a great time there.
I know. I think we're going to try to have, I'm going to try to have something at my log cabin, maybe September mm-hmm. or October, you know, and invite everybody.
Now, to the people on the radio that doesn't know, maybe you want to tell them a little bit about frog stock.
We did 15 years of shows on St. Helena on this little private piece of property down there, and had a stage set up and all, and it was a two-day event, Friday evening and then Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. It was all songwriters from Charleston. They would put on a big feed for all of us. They would put all of us up in houses in the local community.
Mm-hmm.
We'd stay with people, or they had an area set up where you could camp, set up tents and all. Beautiful piece of property on the water. Everybody just play their music. And then we finish about 11, and then gather up and do a songwriters in the round,
mm-hmm.
you know, until 3-4 o'clock in the morning, sitting around playing. But those were good times. And it's just, you know, everybody's starting to age out.
Yeah.
Getting people to, that took a lot of work. They had food to supply. They had to get accommodations for everybody, and they couldn't do that on the spur of the moment. That ought to be planned out.
Grab yourself some snacks, and we'll be right back with more from Spotlight in the Lowcountry here on WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio.